Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. I welcome everyone to the session on characteristics from the Quran. Today we have an amazing topic of Birr al-Walidain. In this session of ours, we aim to address key characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of in the Quran. Things that we need to work on to develop ourselves. But these messages are coming directly from Allah azza wa jal. Today's topic is Birr al-Walidain. We'll get into that in a moment. Firstly, I wanted to recognize that this program was made possible by the support of our partner Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Helping Hand is doing great work in providing relief to widows, orphans, and refugees around the world, and is working harder than ever in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. While we build our relationship with Allah in these months, let's not forget about our brothers and sisters in need all over the world, and remember that they still need us. Visit hhrd.org/Ramadan to learn more about their programs and how you can help HHRD. They accept zakat, fidya, and sadaqah. Please visit their website and donate today. Now, the topic for today is Birr al-Walidain. Birr al-Walidain can be easily translated in English as being kind and loving to your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. And your Lord has decreed that you should not worship anyone other than Allah. This is the primary teaching of Islam, that no one is worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one thing we cannot get wrong. We have to do this. This cannot be mistaken. And then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after telling us of the most important thing that we as Muslims need to do, Allah could have told us to do anything else that was important. He could have said, go do tawaf of the Kaaba, pray your salah 5 times a day. After Allah told us to worship Him, He could have listed 100 things that are important. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your parents? Be good to your parents. Be the best you can be when it comes to your parents. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one of them or both of them reach an old age, because when people get old, as they get older, they become more difficult to reason with. They have their own ways. They have their mind set up that I'm going to do something like this and that's that, in particular when they get much older. So Allah says, if you find your mom or dad, one of the two, or maybe even both of them at an old age, and it becomes difficult for you to communicate and talk with them, فَلَا تُقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Don't say even uff to them. let alone arguing, fighting, shouting, raising your voice. All of that is out the window. Allah is saying, don't even say oof. Oof is not even a complete word. It doesn't even have a meaning. It's just an expression of disappointment. Ugh. That's what oof is. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and don't brush them off. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, always use good language when you interact with them. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. He created us from every aspect. From beginning, when we were nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us into something. Today, when we look at our hands and we look at our face and look at our body, when we try to understand how our brain works and it's so intelligent and smart, we have to know this is all because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to do this. However, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our absolute Rabb, our true creator and Lord, Rabb also means someone who nourishes and helps something grow gradually and naturally. And that is something that our parents also do. Our parents help us grow. They take us from stage 1 to stage 2 to stage 3 to stage 4, and they help us climb the ladder of life. Where would we be if our parents didn't coach us and guide us? If they weren't there for us in our difficult times, when we didn't know how to talk, when we couldn't walk. A famous story that there was a young man, and one day he was lying down, and one of his parents was also lying on the same bed. It must have been a sizable bed, and they were both lying on the bed. And the parent got up to drink water, and accidentally the parent dropped the cup, and the water fell all over the bed. So the young man got extremely frustrated. You can't even hold a cup properly. You dropped the cup, and got really angry. Now I have to fix it all and change everything and change all the beds and change the mattress out. So after this person went ahead and changed everything, the parent then said to the child that I want you to know that when you were young and you would urinate and wet your bed, I never got this angry at you. I never used to throw a fit like this. I was so kind to you when you were young. I was so patient with you. When you struggled, I was with you. Our parents were by our side when we didn't know what 2 + 2 was. And today, when they say something to us, we get frustrated, we get worked up. We should always remember how kind they were. And this is what this ayah is teaching us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, if you want to please Allah, you must please your parents first. And I understand that this relationship isn't always perfect. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult. You might be speaking to your parent and your parents decides to just unload on you, get really angry, frustrated. They're just probably dropping it on you. But it's at times like that that you must continue to be patient. One thing I always tell myself in my mind is that on the Day of Judgment, I don't have too many good deeds that I can present to Allah with confidence that I did these things properly with absolute sincerity. But the one thing I can do, and inshallah I will do, is that when I stand in front of Allah, I will say to Allah, Ya Allah, I did my best to love my parents. You know, at my home, when we sit down for iftar, I don't eat until there's food in my father's plate first. That's the right thing to do. Today, when we were having suhoor, our children were giving us dates as a part of our suhoor meal. We try to have a date because it's stated in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to have dates as well for his suhoor. So when my children were giving us suhoor, I said to them that before anyone gets a date, you will first give a date to your grandfather because he is your father's father. He is the one that you need to respect a lot. Depending, I know our teachers used to say this to us, that a person who serves their parents will go very far in life. They will go very far. Do service and do khidmah of theirs that they aren't even expecting. Send them a gift. Give them a cup of water. Take care of them. Call them. Ask them for dua. Make dua for them. But remember, you must try your best to be patient with them in this dunya. try your best. At least, inshallah, you can say to Allah on the Day of Judgment that I was respectful to my parents. That's one thing that I did. Now, I will say, in some cases, there are parents who are abusive. Sometimes the parents might do things to kids that are not right, that are not acceptable in Islam. For example, there is a parent who's bullying their own child, who's swearing and using bad language at their own child, you know, who is hitting their child so much every day, every night, nonstop shouting and screaming at them. That's not okay. And that's where these young men and women in our community who are being oppressed. See, there's one thing where the parent raises their voice when they speak to their child because they're doing it out of, you know, tarbiyah, trying to reprimand the child, and they're using a tactic. They're using an approach. But overall, the parent is very loving to their child. They're very kind. They're respectful. But sometimes they get a little rough, and that's with an intention of trying to achieve a goal. On the other hand, you have parents that might be nonstop abusive. There might be a father who is a drug addict himself, and he's not in his mind. He maybe drinks alcohol, and he's an alcoholic, and he's out of his mind, and he decides to start abusing his child, whether it's physical or sexual. In cases like this, birr al-walidain in its own place, you must seek assistance and help. Sharia does not stop you from that. Rather, Sharia promotes it, that every person should live a life of peace and justice. Just remember this, if there is an easy path to walk into Jannah, it's through serving your parents. Get their du'as while you can. I'm telling you, when there is someone standing next to me and they receive a phone call, and if I peek over at their caller ID on their screen and it says, phone coming in from mom, incoming call from mom, it kind of burns my heart because I realize that that's a number that I'm not going to get on my phone ever again. My mom is not going to call me again. She left the world, rahimahullah. And if you don't understand how lucky you are to have parents today, go and ask someone who doesn't have a mom and dad. Imagine that there was no one there to ask you about how you're doing, to wash your clothes for you if you're very young, to make food for you again if you're young. Even for those of us that are adults, we know that the only person that will make dua for you without you even asking them is your mother and father. They just can't stop making dua. As a father, I tell you this, even when my kids are sleeping, and I wake them up in the morning, sometimes I put my hand on their heart and I make dua that, Ya Allah, put iman in their heart. Sometimes I raise my hands before I wake them up for a minute and I make dua for them. They don't even know about that dua. But that's what a father does. That's what a mother does. We make dua for our children without our children even imagining. One year I remember going to Mecca and I made dua to Allah while I stood in front of the Kaaba. I said, Ya Allah, on the Day of Judgment, if you give me Jannah, I want you to give me Jannah because of my kids. Because that will give me the guarantee that they're going to Jannah. And then if I go to Jannah with my kids, I'll be very happy. But it will hurt a lot, Ya Allah, if somehow I go to Jannah and my kids don't make it there. Ya Allah, I want you to send us to Jannah as a family, as a unit. So serve your parents while they're alive. Learn from them. Be patient with them. Today, if you are patient with your parents, tomorrow your children will be patient with you. You know, go out of your way to serve them. Take care of them. Earn your Jannah through them. I want to end by two things. The first thing, and these are, one is a narration, the other is an action item. The first thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was once climbing the pulpit, the minbar, to give a lecture. His pulpit had three steps. He would climb each step, stand on the top of it, turn around, face the people, and then lecture. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was getting ready to give a lecture, and he put his foot on the first step, and he said, Ameen. The companions were looking. They said, Why is he saying Ameen? This is weird. He's never done this before. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took a second step, and he said, Ameen. And everyone was like, what's going on here? And then he took a third step and he said, Ameen again. So after the lecture was over, the companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, why did you say Ameen three times like this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, it's because Jibreel alayhi salam came to me while I was climbing the minbar And he made three du'as, and to all three of them, I said, Ameen. When I was climbing, he made du'a, Oh Allah, woe be to the one, or destruction be to the one, who enters into Ramadan, leaves Ramadan, and does not earn his Jannah. He does not free himself from the fire of hell. Because Ramadan is an easy time to earn your Jannah. You just have to raise your hands and ask Allah. If you want to be freed from the fire of hell, ask Allah in Ramadan. It's a very easy thing. And if you still don't get it, you're the one who lost out. It's kind of like imagine it's raining outside. It's so easy to get wet. All you need to do is step out. You'll get wet. You don't have to even do much. You want to earn Jannah in Ramadan. It's so easy because the doors of Jannah are open. Then he says that I took the second step, and Jibreel alayhi salam said, woe be to the one, or destruction be to the one who has parents and does not earn his Jannah. Because it's so easy to earn Jannah while they're alive. And then he took the third step and said, woe be to the one who hears my name, hears the name Muhammad, and does not say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why whenever we hear the Prophet's name, whenever we say Prophet Muhammad, after that as an ummah, what do we say? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the last point I wanted to mention is, create a game plan. If your relationship with your parents is bad, work on repairing it. If you call once a month right now, start calling once a week. If you call once a week, call once a day. If they're older, take the responsibility to provide for them financially. They may not need it, but when you give it, it means the world to them. Buy gifts for them. Take care of their medication. Make sure they're fed. Make sure they have proper clothing. Allah has given you wealth, send them on Umrah. Send them on Hajj. Take them on Hajj. These are all things that we should do. If you have the ability, take them on a trip with you somewhere. Serve them while you can. And as a part of action items, the one thing that I'll say, and this I want you to pay attention, every time you raise your hands, every single time you raise your hands, it is your responsibility, it is your duty to make dua for your parents before you make dua for yourself. Because that's what they did. And we owe that to them. Serve them while they are alive. If your parents have passed away, you can still serve them too. Read Quran for them. Give sadaqah on their behalf. Or respect the people who they loved while they were alive. This will also contribute towards respect and love towards them. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to act upon this beautiful characteristic of the Quran, bring it into our life, and that we become people of amazing and beautiful character. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.